Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so let's start out this hour with headlines and our own Alejandro Solana.
This hour of Hawk and Crowder, sponsored by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with five convenient courses. Book your tee time today, golfmiamidade.com. Hawk mentioned the big Dolphins.
What are you trying to find?
Story.
You could hear that.
It's not that I can see it. I don't think the listeners can hear it. What on earth? Did you notice it, Solana?
I heard a little rummaging. But
he stuck his hand in his backpack. He has been rummaging around. So it's 4:03 and 15 seconds right now. We came on the air at 4 o'clock and 5 seconds. He has been rummaging in the backpack without looking in the backpack for all 3.5 minutes. And his hand is, what are you looking for?
You really want to know?
I do.
Okay, so I had some golf tees because I golfed this morning. I had golf tees in my bag where my pins are. I reached in and one of the golf tees stuck the hell out of me. So I went to get all the golf tees out. This is a bad decision to have these golf tees when I'm jamming my hand in there. But I found 2 dimes. So then I was like, let me see how much money I can find in this bag. So as I go in each pocket, bro, I have like $2 out here. See all these coins?
That's 2 club sodas.
We're in a segment, though. You know, you could do that during a commercial break. Like, why during a segment did you find the need to throw out golf tees? Why? And did you think you were being casual about it as you stared at me while we were talking about Will Fuller, but you were making a whole hell of a lot of noise and I'm watching you rustle through your bag there. What on earth possessed you?
I just snuck up on $3.08. it's like hitting the lotto.
But you didn't sneak up on it. It's your money. It's your backpack. Misplaced $3.08.
I didn't know. Maybe somebody was sneaking change in my bag on the bus.
The bus? Who are you?
I just found 308.
Happening here. Yes, I'm sorry, Solana. Go ahead with your headline.
You gave that Will Fuller take with one hand in your bag. That's impressive.
No look.
It was a no look take.
No look.
Gave a no look take.
Let me borrow your backpack tomorrow.
He's still going through it. Still going through the backpack.
You need some money?
No.
I haven't even looked in the big pockets. I'll wait. $3.08.
Gotcha.
Okay. Man. And we got paid today.
So weird. He is so weird.
Dolphins play the Bills 1 p.m. Miami a 3.5-point dog at home.
Just going to push those coins around, huh?
I was moving them.
I know you were. I know.
I'm so happy.
Are you playing penny hockey?
I'm so
with
happy.
An imaginary friend?
I got a whole tray of coins.
The Dolphins game you can hear Sunday on 560 QAM. 3.5-point favorite. Dog, as Solana just said.
Are we locked in yet? Or are we still talking about
it? We're not. So Lee Sterling said, take Buffalo, lay the points in the last segment. In the next segment, Rob Pizzola from Canada is going to give us his pick, and I don't think that it's going to influence us either way. I don't know. Is it? Is it? I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
I
want to bet the Dolphins because I think what I think is going to happen is that the start to the season, it's why I bet the Giants yesterday. I just feel like the start of the season is going to go a little bit differently than everyone expected. It's why who the Patriots play? The Jets?
Jets.
It's why I think the Jets might beat the Patriots. I just think the beginning of the season, everyone was so certain Buffalo's the best team in the AFC East and New England is on the come up because of Mac Jones and the Dolphins are third and the Jets are going to be in fourth. And I just think things start a little differently, which is why I might bet the Dolphins on Sunday, and it's why I might bet the Jets money line on Sunday.
You can bet the Jets. That you got some kahunas, whatever they call them.
Is it that implausible to think that Zach Wilson is going to outplay Mac Jones in game two of their NFL careers?
Yes. Yes, Mac Wilson with that new coach. Zach Wilson.
You combine them.
The new coach. And I saw last week that Mac Jones can play. Zach didn't show me anything
right,
last week.
But he's not going 0-17.
No, I agree with that.
It's game two. I don't know. I don't know.
Belichick losing to back-to-back division rivals.
I think that's going to happen at some point. You know what I mean? We did it last season, and we saw Cam Newton in game one, and all of a sudden he looked like he was going to be a world beater. But I just think at some point, yeah, Bill Belichick is going to have a crappy season. And, Green Bay, that surprised everybody last Sunday, right? Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, what the hell was going on there?
But wasn't Belichick's crappy season last season at 9-7?
I don't think so. I'm talking about a 12-4-13 season, like a crappy season.
I couldn't bet on that. I couldn't bet on Bill Belichick losing.
Going to happen at some point.
At 17 games, I could not put any money on Bill Belichick having double-digit losses.
I just don't think it's implausible that the Jets beat the Patriots on Sunday. I don't think it's implausible. Again, beginning of the season, which is what I think played into the Dolphins' benefit, right, on week one. Yeah. And Mac Jones, it's only his second game in the NFL. Zach Wilson, only his second game in the NFL. You can't make a determination, in my opinion, on either one of them based on one game.
Rookies have ups and downs.
Yeah.
So you're talking Zach has an up while Mac's having a down.
Yeah.
You've talked to me closer to your side, but man, Solana just hit it on the head. Bill Belichick's gonna let two young quarterbacks in his division
beat him.
That's implausible to me.
All right.
Back-to-back games, Belichick losing to the Dolphins, Jets to start the season 0-2.
That's what everybody's thinking, which is why we'll get good odds on the money line. That's exactly why I think it might. We'll ask Pizzola in the next segment. I didn't tell him to prepare for that game, but we can ask Pizzola.
Better away from the public and all that. That's what you're going
right
off of?
Let me see what the money line is on that game. Plus 205. Bet $100 on the Jets. They win outright. You get $205.
Good numbers.
The line is up to 6. You can take the Jets plus the points. Jets are getting 6 at home. I like it with the points for sure.
Yeah. I'll go points. Money line, I think we might be pushing it.
All right.
Yeah, that Jets.
But imagine how excited you'd be. You were excited over $3.08. Imagine how excited you'd be if I handed you $205.
Jacked up. And I haven't even checked out the big pockets yet.
No.
This break is going to be Christmas.
I'm talking to the kids on the short bus here. I know. This is going to be fun.
When does this break happen, man?
He doesn't even know the clock still.
His big pockets.
He has no idea. He has no idea when we're taking the next commercial break.
That Jets-Patriots game kicks off at 1 p.m. By the way, you can hear the Dolphins broadcast beginning at 9 a.m., on 560 WQAM, your Sunday night football game. This is a good one here. You like football, this is what it's all about. Ravens-Chiefs, 8:20 p.m.
That
kickoff.
Is a great game.
Why'd you laugh?
I mean, it's so stupid. This is what it's all about. I mean, whatever. It's week two, you know.
Well, that is a great matchup, though.
Yeah, AFC powerhouses, man.
Yeah. Hopefully Lamar Jackson doesn't fumble 17 times.
Oh, he's still smarting because of his fantasy loss. Man. That game, that Ravens-Raiders game, was one of the most entertaining football games I've ever seen. That
Hated
Sunday
it.
Night game is going to be great.
Kansas City 1-point favorite, by the way.
And then Monday Night Ooh. Football, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers against the knee-biting Lions and Dan Campbell.
The Packers destroy them.
They're 11.5-point favorites.
They just got beat by 35.
11.5-point favorites in the NFL week two. That is a staggeringly large line.
The Packers just got beat by 35 points when they played the Saints. Now they're 11-point
favorites. And looked like
favorites.
The Bad News Bears out there. And it's not even the biggest line this week. You know what the biggest line is this week?
What?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the reigning Super Bowl champions, at home hosting the Atlanta Falcons. They are 12.5-point favorites. That's a lot of points, man. I know Atlanta looked terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
But it's still Matt Ryan who's capable of putting together a good game.
And let's not act like Dak Prescott didn't have 400 yards passing the other day against that Tampa secondary.
Right. It's a lot of
Calvin Ridley,
points.
You know, I got to take 12. I don't even believe in the Falcons. 12.5?
12.5.
You take 12.5.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, money line, is -740 on that game. You'd have to bet $740 to win 100 just for, you know, no points involved. Tampa beats Atlanta.
That reminds me of, it was something with that UConn girls basketball.
Oh, yeah.
When they were undefeated for like 3 years in a row, there was a money line that was like $7,000 to
ridiculous.
Win 100 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's an easy 100 right there. I think I'm in.
I'm
not joking.
That's what you think about. Like, hey, put our money together. We'll get $100 to split. But if they lose, you're going to be so
But I think I remember reading something from Darren Revelle's Twitter, like a $300,000 money line bet on the Green Bay Packers last week because it was a sure thing and they lost.
Ooh, new quarterback. Jameis Winston can't outdo Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, it made sense till it didn't make sense.
The Marlins open their three-game series versus the Pirates tonight, 7:10 p.m. first pitch from Lone Depot Park. There's a little footy in Fort Lauderdale, Inter Miami. They host the New York Red Bulls, 7 p.m. kickoff. They're looking to jump back into the playoff picture in the Eastern Conference. And your college football schedule,
little
UCF.
Footy in here in the studio. Ass footy.
Are you talking about my socks?
It's always funny.
UCF at Louisville tonight, 7:30 p.m.
Why aren't your shoes on?
Huh?
Why don't you have shoes on?
Maybe I just found $3, baby. I'm relaxing this weekend.
The weirdest guy.
I'm bowling.
Number 24, Miami hosts Michigan State tomorrow, 12 p.m. The broadcast begins at 8 a.m. on 560 WQAM. UF, Alabama, 3:30 p.m. FSU at Wake Forest, that's also at 3:30 p.m. Wake Forest is a 7-point favorite. And then FIU at Texas Tech,
Wake
Forest
a 4.5-point favorite. I don't know where you came up with that.
All my lines are off today. What's going on here?
I don't know. Maybe you're looking at last year's lines.
Are you making them up? You mix up a lot of crap now, Solana. I don't think
no.
It was a crazy question.
Oh. Texas Tech, FIU, 7 p.m. tomorrow. Your weather. From the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, call 24/7-866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy. Looks like the rain is coming down here in El Portal. That's your weather.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.